Today's the 1st of June, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Tom Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Zoe.
Now, what have you learned about today in history?
First off, in 1958, Charles de Gaulle was elected Premier of France. Now, Charles de Gaulle, in case you didn't know, was a celebrated war hero in France. He was a soldier on the battlefields in World War I. He took part in the crucial Battle of Verdun and was taken prisoner during that conflict, attempted to escape many times but was ultimately released at the end of the war and remained with the military at that time. And World War II is where he played his most pivotal role in history.
And what was his role in that war?
Well, when France surrendered to Germany, he fled the country. At the time, he worked under French leader Paul Renard, who was the one who signed a deal with the Nazis to remain in government as the Vichy regime when they occupied France. A devoted patriot, de Gaulle fled to England and organised the Free French Movement, a determined resistance against the German occupation. His actions made him incredibly popular with the French people, and he was chosen as president of France's provisional government after the war.
And so how long did he end up running the country after that?
Well, he initially resigned the post of provisional president following some disputes inside the government. But he remained active politically until 1953, where he had a brief retirement before returning to take up this position of premier. He was quite controversial in his opinion of Western superpowers as leader of France. An example would be pulling France's forces from NATO due to concerns over the US, and a lot of similar decisions he made gave off this sort of anti-American bias. And he was also made some moves that were sort of critical of Britain as well. He was in power, though, till his resignation in 1969. He died a year later of a heart attack, aged 79.
That's a shame. What else happened on this day in history?
Well, it would be the 92nd birthday of Marilyn Monroe, or Norma Jean Mortensen. Famous actor and 50s icon, etc. She's very famous, well-known, and almost all aspects of her life and career have sort of been touched on in the media. So no disrespect to Marilyn and her legacy, but there's another birthday I would like to touch upon. In 1939, Cleavon Little was born in Chickasha, Oklahoma, and many would recognise him as Sheriff Bart from classic Mel Brooks comedy Blazing Saddles. While most recognisable in that role, Cleavon had already won critical acclaim and rewards on Broadway, winning a Tony Award for his role in one musical, and he appeared alongside Dustin Hoffman in another in his Broadway debut. Also won an Emmy Award for a guest appearance on the show Dear John, and he passed away in 1992 due to cancer and received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 2 years later in his honour. A great celebrity that doesn't get touched on a lot in history.
Yeah, and a classic film. Definitely interesting re-examining in the current climate. And how should we top off this on this day?
Well, a bit of music history. In 1968, Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson hits number one, so I thought we'd close with that.
Great. Thanks, Tom, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Breakfast on Radio Adelaide.